Okay, that's it. It's being recorded now. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Donna Korth, and I'm so happy to be with you tonight. We're going to have a wonderful class with K-17, Master K-17, with Hilarion. So to start out, I'm going to call on our dear team member, Cindy Hackenberg, who will take over. And so, Cindy, if you are there, just hit star 6. I'll have everybody wait for just a moment while I mute the class. Okay, now you won't be able to hear the background noise. You'll just be able to hear me unless you hit star 6. And I'm going to let Cindy start. So Cindy, if you're there.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Well, tonight we are honored to be hearing from K-17, who's the leader of the Cosmic Secret Service. And he is joined by Master Holy Hilarion, an incarnation of Paul the Apostle, whom you have read about in the Bible. Hilarion became a great healer during his last incarnation, which you'll kind of see more as we go along with this. When we get into the class, you'll see more of his great healing. So now at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit or ask any questions or share any insights or experiences that you've had. And you may also give us prayer requests for yourself, your family, your friend, your loved ones, your friends, your loved ones, by joining us for prayer time. Our mission and vision. I read this. See if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart-centered community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable, golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. Now I'd like to give an opening invocation, and you're all welcome to give it with me. Now it is on the back of the invitation, if you got the invitation by snail mail, and it's also in the email we sent. And it starts out with beloved Master Hilarion. That's the opening invocation. Together, beloved Masters Hilarion and K-17, we call upon you to join us and enhance our higher mind along with our third eye by helping us to learn how to be still and know that I am God. We welcome your healing and uplifting rays that will penetrate and emanate through us to know the truths of God and reach out to sentient beings who are now awakening. Beloved Archangel Michael, thank you for protecting this class from all disturbances. Bring to class those ready to hear higher truths. Thank you for all you do. Amen. Now we're going to hear a song, and you can sing along with this. Now the song was sent to you, and it's also number 50.005 in the prayer book. titled I Am the Truth. So may we sing this song with great reverence for these powerful cosmic beings. And after the song, beloved Donna will be taking over the class. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay, I hope you have the song on your invitation, either on the back of the one in, by snail mail or on the bottom of the one you got by email. You can sing along with us, and or if you want to, you can. If you have the songbook, it's 50.05, and it's called I Am the Truth, and it's written by Master Hilarion. Before we get going here, I want one of our team members, Sharon Wallace, to share with you a little bit about who Hilarion is. We've talked about K-17 in the past and his role in the Cosmic Secret Service, but tonight we're going to major first on Hilarion, so I'm going to let Sharon tell you a little bit about him and a little bit about his twin flame too, who was with us recently here before she ascended. So Sharon, hit *6 and come on.
I am here. Good evening. Hilarion is the Chohan of the fifth ray of abundance, healing, and truth. His keynote is what you just heard, the melody from Onward Christian Soldiers. Beloved Hilarion was invited as Saul of Tarsus, who became the Apostle Paul. He did not ascend at the end of that embodiment because he had persecuted and killed Christians. Paul had to atone as Paul and as Saint Hilarion under the old dispensation of balancing 100% of the karma. Under the new dispensation, we only have to balance 51% and other in the physical, along with some other criteria. Beloved Jesus sponsored this great soul of light when he embodied as St. Hilarion, where he was a great healer and attempted to live the life of a hermit. However, the sick always found him. His twin flame, Lady Francesca, ascended July 2014. Prior to ascending, she was known as our beloved Lady, our beloved Nancy Frainer. She was a physical therapist and also a healer in her own right, who also worked on staff with Mary University. Nancy was a trainer with Elizabeth Clare Prophet at Summit University during the 80s and 90s and a previous dispensation. Hilarion stated that he and Nancy will move heaven and earth through this activity to establish a greater focus of healing light within one retreat so consecrated and within many hearts who are true to the path of wholeness and are using the various modalities of healing that they are trained in to alleviate pain, suffering, sorrow, and anguish of body, mind, and soul. He said, I have been waiting for quite some time for this opportunity to blend the resources of my heart and spirit with the one that I cherish as a part of self, as a co-equal in light, as a beloved and dear friend. In one of our recent, his recent heart's dreams, about maybe 3 months ago, he lovingly said, you may refer to me as Holy Hilarion. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Sharon. Yes, if you have any kind of ailment, you can go to Hilarion and a Lady Francesca, who I knew and loved when she was here. She died, seemed to me like prematurely, but I think it was felt that it was time for her to go because she had completed her reason for being here, and Hilarion was waiting for her. So she's even spoken to us from heaven, and it's been really exciting. So tonight, as we listen to Hilarion, who's going to inspire us to live in the integrity of cosmic truth, he's going to help you see the reason for improving and increasing your third eye abilities, your higher mind. He talks about the higher mind a lot, and this is a very important thing. So listen carefully, and if you can, take some notes, because this is valuable. However, this is being recorded, and if you miss anything, you can go back and hear it on our particular HeartShare teleclass webpage at a later time, probably in about 2 to 3 days. Or you can hear it on the telephone by listening to the recording on the phone, but it's only available for 1 month. Well, it's available from now until the next teleclass, and then we record over that. So here we go with Hilarion, and I just say thank you, Hilarion, for being with us at this time and for all that you have done. I love the stories of Paul in the Bible and all that you did there, and as you were learning and growing and becoming all that God has brought you to at this time. So here we go.
Blessed one, the truth shall prevail. I am that light of truth. I am that light of vision. I am that light of perfection within the heart that manifests the glory of God, the effulgence of soulfulness, the victory of what is divine, harmonious, cosmically intelligent, virtuous in all things. As your Hilarion, I stand in the midst of this community to raise forth a field of divine joy, to bring all to a rapt attention within their higher mind center, within the vision of God that is always available if they choose to perceive it, in order that each one may arise in perfection's glory to attend to the voice of the Spirit, the mindfulness of the Buddha, the all power and glory of the Divine Mother, manifesting within self and everywhere. Many have ignored their conscience, their inner voice. They have clouded it over. They have subdued it through a willfulness that is antithetical to divine reason and God's will. Yet when truth comes and almost assails the soul to awaken, then, dearest ones, there is the power of the refreshing spirit of the Eternal One that does indeed raise the soul to new heights of understanding, to new vistas of consciousness, to new worlds of cosmic conception. When you reach this level of beingness in God, all things are possible, and the manifest glories of the divine world simply alight within your world to true you to what is real. What is real about you is God. What is glorified about you is born in spirit. And when you submit to this higher calling of divine beingness in your presence, there is a new majesty, a new afflatus of the Holy Spirit that then abides within you, dividing the real from the unreal, the truth from error, and you begin to see with new eyes, to conceive with a higher awareness. With us, your elder brothers and sisters. It is time for many, many more to awaken to the higher glory and the rarefied field of consciousness of the etheric octaves. And we call upon you, dearest ones, to assist us in this endeavor, to bring these teachings and understandings to a wider and wider audience. Soon this one, with other representatives of us, will be in the San Francisco area. And we ask you to pray with all of your hearts for those souls who we will magnetize together to this Heart Center community to receive the surge of light that their souls have called forth even eons ago for this time. For they knew that a representative of God would be before them to assist them in their sacred journey. And so we send him and you likewise to assist us in this alchemy of love, of compassion, and of divine support for the nurturing of their being.
He's talking there about an event that we just had recently in San Mateo, which is not far from San Francisco. And it was what we call an expo. And amazing things happen at these expos. People come like out of the woodwork, is what we used to call it. Or they come here and there and far and near. And just it's just amazing what happens. So I'm going to call on Lenore Harris right now to share with us, since she was one of the representatives that went to the San Mateo Expo, I'm going to ask her to share with us what happened. So, Lenore, go ahead.
Yes, yes. Hi, Donna. Good evening, everyone. Yes, I was one of the privileged ones who were able to be at the Expo and represent the Heart Center and the Ascended Masters. And it was truly a divine experience to have people come to our booth and to be able to share a teaching or share a bit of friendship, a heart connection, show them the books that we have, talk to them about St. Germain. Many of them knew St. Germain. Many of them did not. And it was something that was an important, like Hilarion is saying, this was an important thing. The masters wanted us to be there to greet people and to share what we have to offer. And the really amazing thing was that our messenger, David Christopher Lewis, was there, of course, and he was giving soul-raising sessions, 5, 10, and 20-minute sessions that a person could avail themselves of. And many people, 60 people actually, over the course of the weekend, had these soul-raising sessions. And they're a session where the Holy Spirit overshines David and speaks a direct personal message to this person. And oftentimes another master will show up, shall we say, maybe their sponsoring master or someone who has something that they desire to share with this person individually. And this, like Donna was saying, amazing things happen. And it's really the soul-raising sessions as well as all the other interactions are what is so amazing. The masters and the Holy Spirit just fill the booth and fill, who knows, maybe the entire expo with their presence and with their light. And people would have transformational experiences. We've had some broadcasts where we've shared a little bit about the expo, and many of you have heard some of this. And if you haven't, just briefly, you know, a person may be feeling burdened in some way and have something really heavy on their heart, a question on their mind, and have a soul-raising session and come out just with their face glowing. And they've been touched in an amazing personal way. So this is the kind of thing that Hilarion is saying is very important, very, very important for these souls. And we, you know, can share with them about how they can further be in touch with the Heart Center if they desire. They could sign up to get a free newsletter, online newsletter. They could sign up to get a free ebook about the Violet Flame, and many, many did that. At the expo, also, David gave a lecture on the violet laser light that was very, very well attended. The room was overflowing with people. And he was also on a panel of about 7 people. The topic was the Ascension. And so he spoke about that and gave his take, the Ascended Master's take on the Ascension. And that was a really big room, and it was packed. So a lot of people really made contact with the Ascended Masters through this expo, and it was just a great experience. So thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Lenore. I might just mention that if any of you are interested in having a soul-raising session, there are soul-raising sessions still available. If you make an appointment, you do it through our share store, excuse me, our Heart Center Community Store. And Donna, if you're there, could you share a telephone number where people could call in case they ever would like to have a soul-raising session? The store will give you the details, by the way. They'll tell you what kind there are, the length, the number of minutes that are available that you can choose from, and set up an appointment for you, any of you that would like to do that. So, Donna Dreegan, if you could share a phone number of the store or where they could get more information. Donna, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. It's 312-253-7600.
Great, yeah.
312-253-7600. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, every soul-raising session is different depending on the person and what the Holy Spirit believes that person needs to hear. You keep it to yourself as much as you can. You'll know what to share, if anything, and what to keep between you and your higher self. So just wanted you to know that that's available, because it is a powerful experience. Okay, we will go on with Hilarion here.
When we come, there is this holy infusion of light deep within your souls, emanating through your electronic field of light and through your chakras in order to feed you with the cosmic light essences that are within your causal body. You access them through a constancy of devotion to God, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. Yet when the soul does begin to awaken from its former state of sleepfulness, it is as if this new world just simply appeared and the glories of God were there. And the soul says, O Lord, thank you for this new opportunity to get to know you, to love you, and to abide within your presence. Yet the opportunity was always there, and it requires this stirring of the soul to awaken. And this is what this movement, this community and activity is primarily about, the reconnection of the soul with its own spiritual origin. And you, blessed ones, through these services, through all of your activities, are assisting in this divine process. Do not demean yourselves one iota in how you are important to this endeavor, for each of you is an arbiter of the divine destiny of America and the world. When you choose to engage and allow these cosmic resources to manifest through you.
All right, it's what we want to kind of major on tonight is how to experience this, how to find it, which Hilarion says is always there. Our heart within us and where our soul it is, it's, by the way, the soul starts down in the sacrum, which means sacred room. And as you grow spiritually, it comes up and resides in your heart. And as you become more and more obedient, your higher self comes down over you, and your soul and your higher self finally join. And this especially occurs when you meditate, or as you practice meditating, or as you learn to meditate. And sometimes it occurs when you pray. But I'm going to share with you a little bit about the opening of your third eye. Now, there is a substance called dimethyltryptamine, and it's made primarily from the lung tissue, and it occurs along with, or it's related to serotonin and the pineal hormone melatonin. They all work together. There's an interesting man who studied it for a long time. His name is Rick Strassman, and he refers to DMT, or the dimethyltryptamine, as the spirit molecule because its effects include many features of religious experience, such as visions, voices, disembodied consciousness, powerful emotions, novel insights, and feelings of overwhelming significance. He's even written a book you may want to read or look into called DMT, the spirit molecule. The people that volunteered for studies with him reported profound encounters or interaction when they were under the influence of the DMT that he gave them artificially, with encounters with what they called either angels or some kind of a monster or something in between while they were in this dissociated state. Now, Dr. Strassman conjectured that when a person is approaching death, or when he's in a dream state, the body releases DMT in a relatively large amount, bringing about some of the imagery reported by survivors of near-death experiences. And these experiences are good if the person is spiritual. He will see angels, and he will be encouraged, he will be lifted up, and he might get to visit heaven, which most of them seem to get to do. Or the experiences are bad if this person has no interest in spiritual things, or if he's been living in the lower realms of life, living for himself, etc. As human beings, we spend most of our lives functioning in the states of lower consciousness, actually, hopefully not too low, where what we are principally concerned about with is ourselves, our survival, and our success. Our little self rewards practical, self-justifying decisions that we make, that we do when we think we do good, when we earn a lot of money, or we go on a vacation, and we get gifts, and people pay attention to us on our birthdays and stuff, and we relish that. But neuroscientists speak of a lower part of the brain, and they term the reptilian mind the lower part, and they tell us that under its influence, we strike back when we're hit, we blame others when we're in trouble, we ignore important questions that lack that need help or answers, we stick closely to a flattering image of ourselves, or we sink into low self-esteem and depression. These are the imbalances of the little self without their I am presence, the higher self. Now, when we're in this lower state, the mind moves beyond itself, or rather, when we get, when we leave this lower state in rare moments when there are no threats or demands upon us, perhaps late at night or early in the morning, when our bodies are quiet, we have easy access to the higher mind if we want it. Neuroscientists call our neurocortex, rather, and our pineal gland the seats of communication with our higher self. We loosen our hold at those times on our egos, and we ascend to an unbiased level, casting off our anxious lower self and encompassing humanity and others in oneness, loving all as ourselves, which is what Jesus charged us to do. He said, we are all one. Be one with the Father and with me. In such states, the mind moves beyond then its self-interest, and it starts to think of other people in a positive way. And instead of criticizing and attacking, we are then free to imagine people's, or understand that people's poor behavior is driven by pressures that they have from their own limitations. So instead of getting angry when they blow off the handle, we say, oh, that's because he went through this or that, or that's because he's under stress. We don't take it personally. So when they're, and this happens as we grow and it becomes part of our everyday life without even having to go into meditation, but it can start in meditation where you change your attitude towards people. So it's a wonderful thing when we can explain others' actions by their distress rather than how they negatively affect us. We can then realize that the appropriate response to other human beings is not fear, cynicism, or aggression, but always, when we can manage it, love. If the whole world was responding this way, we would all be ascending now. So our response to mankind as we spend time meditating is empathy and compassion. When we strengthen this ability by calming ourselves, no TV or computers at night, or at least not for an hour before we go to bed, reading something spiritual, praying, asking for help, doing some deep breathing, visualizing light, calling on our higher self to help. Now, I'm one of those people who struggles with quieting her mind. I'm in a big hurry when I get up in the morning. I have to feed my dog, drink my celery juice, check the thermostat, open the blinds, debate whether there is time to take a shower or maybe even wash my hair, do my exercises, pour out my vitamins, make my green smoothie before the broadcast, my devotional broadcast begins with the Heart Center every morning, which I look forward to daily. Thank goodness that when the broadcast begins, we still have 15 minutes to meditate together first, which has helped. So then I sit down and I try to meditate. But I notice that my right side has this little ache in it, and I have a sore on my tongue. I think I left the stove burner on. My dog is barking at some unknown object. I'm thinking I must have cancer of my tongue, or maybe I have to have a hip replacement, or maybe the cancer is in my right side. What if I forget to pay my water bill? Oh, yes, I almost forgot that last month, and I almost got penalized. I wonder if I can meditate while I'm sitting on the john. Would the masters join me there? Actually, one day they did. So what to do to have good meditation? What to do when you have good meditation is so important, because that's when your third eye opens. That's when the pineal gland, that's when the DMT or the dimethyltryptamine goes into action, the melatonin. Most people do not have enough melatonin in their bodies. They can't sleep at night because of that. So a good meditation is when I'm able to stop thinking of my bodily sensations that my little self is trying to distract me with, or stop thinking about what I have to do during the day and just visualize light. Now, on occasion, after deep breathing and visualizing light, I see lovely little visions. Sometimes I can see my causal body. Other times, in order to focus, since I'm having challenges, I just take a few minutes to journal, which forces me to keep my mind on my higher self, because I journal to and with my higher self and with the masters, and I write down what they're bringing to me. Now, at first, I thought this must be from my own thoughts. El Moria first suggested that we journal every day, and he would speak to us as we journaled if we let him, and this was some years ago. Now I realize when I read back through those journal notes that they are all from El Moria and my higher self, because they're full of calming, encouraging, uplifting, inspiring words of comfort and support. And I get tears in my eyes when I read back through them. So I suggest you have a notebook and you journal whenever you have trouble meditating or along with it. It can be just as successful and calming. Have a journal notebook and write in it whenever, especially, you have difficulty meditating. Now, when you write, you can say something like, "Dear Higher Self, please tell me what I should do today. What should I do about this? What should I do about that?" And then you start to write what you think your higher self would have you do. And amazingly, when you read back, you realize that's exactly what you should do. It's not your thoughts at all. The higher self is using your brain. That's all. Some people even experience it more like an automatic writing. Sometimes the masters tell us that different authors, unbeknownst to that author, was inspired by one of the masters or cosmic beings or angels as they wrote, and they had no idea. I've heard this several times as we were encouraged to buy or read or study certain books through the Heart Center. And David would say, "Yes, El Moria says he helped him write that over here or on that page or this page." And so different authors are often led to write as the masters inspire them, and they have no idea. They think it was themselves. So start journaling and write down what you think the master would have you do very carefully, and believe it or not, the ideas will come into your mind. You'll write them down, and you will be absolutely amazed. Now let's go on.
Thank you for your selflessness, your service, your sacrifice, and your surrender to God's holy will. El Moria is pleased with your vigil, and he is already making plans, dearest ones, for all manner of cosmic endeavors to manifest in coming days, weeks, and months. And if you could see the plans of the Darjeeling Council and the Council of the Royal Pitons on their agendas, you would see all manner of miracles that they intend to bring forth to this planet and her people. It is simply through your assent, through your obedience to God's will, that they will begin to proceed with divine definition and with the impulses of cosmic grace that will restore many to their origins and light.
I'm going to call on Barbara tonight to explain how to apply the what we call the four S's, sacrifice, selflessness, service, and surrender, which he mentions three of them in that last little dissertation here. He said, "Thank you for your selflessness, your service, Well, he mentions all. Your sacrifice and your surrender. There's the four S's. Those are four things you can always check yourself with. Use them as a checklist. And I'm going to let Barbara tell you how she does that. Barbara? Barbara?
Yes, here I am.
Okay.
I just have to relate a little personal story. As some of you know, I have been anxiously desiring for quite a long time to own a home of our own. We haven't had a home of our own for almost 6 years now, and it's something that's real close to my heart, and I've been kind of chafing and wringing my hands about it for quite some time and looking here, looking there, you know, and just basically not being content with where I am now. And I go through periods sometimes where I think, oh, I just need to stop doing that and say thank you for where I am and be glad of it. But then I'd always turn to fantasizing about the home I would like to have for myself and my husband. And on Monday we were at a memorial service, a Memorial Day service in the area, outdoors under trees. It was actually quite nice even though it was hot. And they had a program with speakers, and then they had a group called the Vocal Majority, which is well-known as a men's chorus, and they sang a number of traditional patriotic songs and whatever, and during the very last one they were doing, I had kind of a moment, and I heard the Holy Spirit speaking to me in my mind that you're right where you're supposed to be. And I just kind of gasped a little bit because I hadn't, it was something that was totally unexpected. And of course I started crying, but and I was just, I was so moved, and I realized it was true and that God had us right where we're supposed to be right now. And I just felt this great weight fall off of me, and I realized I hadn't really surrendered my anxiety and my desire for a house. And it was a very beautiful moment, but very pivotal too, just this quiet experience in the privacy of my own heart with, you know, 200 people around me in folding chairs and stuff. Of course, nobody else knew what was going on within me at that moment. They just thought I was moved by the patriotic song or something like that, I suppose. But it was a very important experience, and again emphasized to me the great necessity and beauty of totally surrendering ourselves to God's will. You know, we think we're being patient, and we're not necessarily being patient. And we have to question, you know, have we really truly surrendered? You know, and we always seem to have an agenda in the background a lot of times. We have to let go of those things and just be grateful in the moment for who we are and where we are and what we have and all around us. And anyway, that's my little treatise on the surrender I guess selflessness works into that too, because when you stop focusing on yourself and the things that seem to be oh so very important right now, a lot of times your burdens just fall away because your focus is on something else than yourself. And that's a very beautiful thing to experience. And sometimes it seems like God is asking us to give up something, which is one of the meanings of sacrifice. But when we realize that in God, we have everything. We have all we need, all we require, and more, then it's not really a sacrifice at all, because the opulence of God is everywhere. And when we think about the things, what is it that I really require? It's the peace of mind and heart. It's the feeling of doing something that's important, that really matters, that's useful. And all that is bound up in surrendering ourselves to God's will. The scripture from the New Testament comes to mind. What is that to thee? Follow thou me. Why waste our time and energy worrying about all these human things that occupy our attention so much of the time, when what we really need to do is to just to love God and live in praise and thanksgiving and enjoy the beauty and the wonder of just being alive and being here now, which is such an important point in cosmic history, and be grateful that God has the confidence in us to let us be here now. And that's my little sermon for the day.
Thank you, Barbara. Yes, that's very, very good illustration. I appreciate that so much. Okay, we'll go on here.
As I assess this planet and her people, and of how many are willing to awaken to the truth, to bear testimony and witness to the truth, and then to allow cosmic truth to reign within their world. I could, from a human level, be disheartened, and yet, dearest one, through the initiates of the sacred fire, through those who are attentive to the inner voice, I am emboldened again and again to act and to draw forth from the cosmic realm of divine light, the living light of emerald ray truth, to so assist Sanakumara and the great masters east and west to enlighten mankind. For as you know, if they knew better, they would do better. Therefore, cosmic knowingness is the need of the hour. And you, precious one, are at the cutting edge, at the tip of the arrow, in delivering that truth through the words that you speak, which are real because they are empowered by the I Am name of God. Oh, if mankind knew the power that they had as sons and daughters of God in speaking the truth with an authentic voice on behalf of their mentors and spirit, their path home would be quite shortened, I say, and they would have much more joy in the summation of their being in light and of reaching the summit of being, to then, within the immortal spheres of God consciousness, abide in the eternal presence forever. As we draw you up the mountain, and as you make purposeful progress on your path through inventiveness, through co-creativity with God in many areas, we will use Earth media to deliver our core message of compassion, of love, of mercy. And then, dearest ones, many awakening to this spiritual impulse will come to this fount of teaching and wisdom. And I dare say that then you will be much busier than you are now. So get ready. Prepare yourselves. Fast and pray unceasingly. And know a greater virtue that can be yours when the Divine One beats your heart and moves you to speak and refreshes your spirit with the holy breath of God.
I'd like to call on Dwyn to share with us any ideas on successfully fasting and praying, because the masters feel this is very important, but few people know how to do it or practice it at all, or plan for it, or carry it out. So, Dwyn, I'll let you share.
Yes, thank you, Donna. Good evening, everyone. Well, Mother Mary and many of the masters have told us that fasting and prayer helps facilitate our progress on the path, and it also helps the world. As we hold more light in our body temple and our causal body as it rises, then mitigation of energies, which may be a weight upon our own temple and the planet, can be more easily transmuted. And our prayers become more powerful when we can hold more light. And because when our body clears and empties of not only food, but I consider emotions and mental patterns that are not healthy, as these empty, we can hold more light and experience greater attunement throughout the day and in meditation. And we can also choose to fast from attaching to these negative momentums and patterns when they come up. And as we get a momentum on this, we are watchful and can make more progress, especially when getting the violet flame to transmute these energies along with the fasting, because sometimes people feel that things come up more easily, more quickly, when we're fasting. And on the other hand, the deeper spiritual experience can be felt as well. And we can use the violet laser light to transmute in our four lower bodies and end up with greater access to the blessings of our God presence. I find breathing exercises also helps in decreasing desire for food. If fasting and giving up food is an issue, then I found that breathing is very helpful, such as breathing in for a set of seconds, perhaps eight or more or less, and then the same number, count to eight or more, it's always the same when you're breathing in, and then when you hold the breath, for the same number of seconds, and then also the same number time limit as when you breathe out. And then repeat it for as many times as is comfortable for you. And El Morian suggests that when a political vote is coming up, which is happening for us, this is another time to consider fasting, prayer, meditation, and truly to be subservient to the will of God. So fasting, you know, it's I've done a not a whole lot of fasting, but my tendency is to not do too much because I'm already kind of too thin. But I've witnessed ones very close to me who have fasted for a number of weeks and just on water and do beautifully. So it is different for everybody. We just have to be, you know, okay with what our body constitution and, you know, limits or abilities are in that department. And like I said, either fasting, you know, with some food, or you can at least fast from those things that you know are not absolutely prime, perfect for your physical body. And certainly anything and everything really work on the mental and emotional bodies as well as, you know, clearing just the maximum that we can on all levels. So fasting is a wonderful opportunity, and when we think that the masters can use that extra light that is being garnered within our temple for world conditions as well, it is a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you so much. We're going on our next class that we have, we're going to talk a little bit more about preparing for fasting and the different kinds of fasting. We're going to talk about health and food and various ailments we have. Heavy metal poisoning that is abundant right now and causing numerous problems. Alzheimer's disease that a lot of people are fearful of, that seems to be an epidemic. How to overcome any side effects from anesthesia, vaccinations, the different ways to eat that can really keep you in good shape. And so we will tell you a little bit more about that tonight, later.
My beloved Nancy, your Lady Francesca stands with me to ray forth to each of you a healing grace in this hour. If you have an inner condition or an outer condition that requires the grace of healing mercy and love, simply request it from my beloved and me, and there will be within you a surge of cosmic electricity in order to attend to that which, by law, divine law, you may receive in order that you may serve and set life free through your vision and your beingness in God.
We're going to end this here. He does do some speaking in, I would call it like speaking in tongues. It's in an ancient tongue. But because we're a little short on time, we will close here with this class, and we will go into the class, the very short class with K-17 from the Cosmic Secret Service. So hold on a minute while I change this out of that. It'll be just a minute here while I get it up again. I might just mention that this is a very exciting and very brief message from K-17 that will encourage you regarding the events of this time. He also gives some promises. And I think you will really enjoy hearing what he has to say. If I can get it up here real quick. Here it is. Okay, here we go.
Divine friend, I, K-17, come to infuse you with light, with divine joy, and the instantaneous release of etheric fire within your memory body to consume the cause and core of ancient discord within your own beings that you have brought to the present moment in your lives that must go, that must be dealt with, transmuted, and released permanently for our collective victory in the light.
Just briefly, this is where meditation and journaling are so important, because the masters are able to reveal to you what you need to work on and how to do it. So that's what he's just dealing with there. He's saying that he's here to consume the cause and core, and you need to consume the cause and core of ancient discord within your own being that you have brought to this lifetime. And that's one of the important things about meditating.
There is much that is transpiring at this time, as many of you know, regarding what has been called the deep state. And the forces of light are on the march. And the archangels and many bands of angels have been very busy answering the calls of light bearers and of those of you in this movement. El Moria is pleased with your efforts. And there is an initiative of the Great White Brotherhood that is essential to be concluded and victorious in this moment that we together are invested in, and that we pray that you, each one, will be a nexus for fulfillment through your harmonious life, through the light of God that flows through you, and through all that is ready to be completely manifest, that you will see out pictured in coming days, weeks, and months. I cannot fully reveal all that is transpiring, dearest ones, at the deeper levels of being, yet I say that many, many dark spirits have been removed and are in the process of being found and removed so that this victory may be accomplished. Keep on with your calls to El Moria, for he is, at this hour, instrumental in this great cosmic initiative. And if you choose to add a greater momentum, then I say call to the cosmic being and Elohim, Hercules, with his beloved Amazonia. Sing to them, pray to them day and night to remove discord upon this earth, the shadow government, and all aliens who are involved at any level within the plans of mechanization man upon this earth. The work of each of you is essential in this, dearest one. And lest any think that they are not important or that their calls are not required, let me assure you that you are essential to this victory. Now I send a ray, an emerald ray of light, into your third eye for your illumination, for the acceleration of your vision, your higher vision, in coming days, weeks, and months, so that you can be aware and awake of all that is transpiring, see into the etheric plane at times, and also into those areas that require your attention in the astral plane, and that a great fortification of light may occur through your calls with pinpoint accuracy to deal with the exigencies of the hour.
Okay, that is his basic message, and I want to just briefly share with you some of what is happening at this time, because he says we're responsible to know what's going on in the astral plane, which is where we are, actually. We're kind of here in a, on a great mission, all of us who are on this phone call. One of the things that I have found out recently that I hope maybe some of you know about is there are a number of people in an organization called the White Dragon Society. This is a group of whistleblowers and ex-intelligence people and military people working behind the scenes to bring back our republic. You'll never hear about it, at least not at this point in time, from our mainstream news. But some of these people you may want to be aware of if you have access to a computer, if you go to a library, just to read about what they're reporting. Now, they always say, use your own discernment, because much of what is being reported is what is being planned but may not take place, what is being envisioned but may not come through. And then a lot of it already has come through, and some of it is coming through. And as you increase in your own intuitiveness, you'll know who to listen to. But some of the people I listen to are a man named Ben Fulford, and the person who sends his stuff to me always says, use your higher discernment when you read this. But what he says is quite amazing. He says that the undeclared civil war inside the ranks of the Western elite is continuing to rage, with both sides carrying out major offensives. Ultimately, this battle is between the old aristocratic bloodlines, strongest in Europe, such as the royalty of the various countries, such as England, and the anti-bloodline Gnostic Illuminati, now prevalent inside the U.S. Those are the people that are really working with and under them. The biggest battleground continues to be Washington, D.C., where the old establishment is fighting for its life and losing against the military-backed regime of President Donald Trump. That's exciting. He says, Italy's new government has declared open warfare against the Khazarian Mafia cabal. The word cabal comes from the word Kabbalah, and those are what I would call the false Jews, some of them, the leaders, the elite. Those are not real Jews. You can learn about that, and I can tell you about that, a little bit more about that later. He says, we will start with a look at the situation inside the U.S. Here, the U.S. military is supporting President Donald Trump in most ways while fighting against him and others. In other words, many of our intelligence groups have good and bad in them. The ones that were in charge seem to mostly not be so good, where the ones that were working, like many of the hundreds and thousands of employees under the FBI, were shocked and horrified when they found out what their people in charge of them were doing. And it's the same thing in the military, although it's mostly in the military, they're mostly doing the good thing. This ambiguous stance can be seen in the form of a continuing major offensive against the pedophiles and other corrupt elements in the old establishment. They are coming to the surface just like dead fish to the surface of the ocean. He goes on to say, after 8 months of defiance, the deep state is reeling from their defeat in the culture war, as the NFL was forced to ban kneeling when the national anthem is sung, and nearly 8 months after a New York Times expose, Manhattan prosecutors were forced to arrest Harvey Weinstein. Furthermore, the impending retirement of Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is expected to give President Trump regime control over the Supreme Court, a very important thing. We have heard in the past that there's some very bad stuff in the Supreme Court. They're not exactly neutral as they're supposed to be. This will make it possible to carry out the long-awaited mass arrests without interference from cabal agents in the justice system, the sources note. It will also make a big difference in the culture wars as a pushback to family values and away from promoting non-reproductive sex intensifies because now we will have Christian support. As part of these culture wars, Harvey Weinstein's criminal trial is putting a lot of pressure on the Hollywood elite. Pentagon sources are saying that Weinstein, quote, signals with a book he carries around with him on communist director Elia Kazan that he will rat on other predators and pedophiles in Hollywood, end quote. Kazan's, quote, testimony as a witness before the House Committee on Un-American Activities in 1952 at the time of the Hollywood blacklist brought him strong negative reactions from all his previous liberal friends and colleagues. Here's another interesting thing. He says various other rats, he calls them, have been singing like canaries for a while now in a bid to get off the sinking cabal ship. In particular, we now know that Jeffrey Epstein, the man who ran a pedophile island used to compromise and blackmail elite politicians and with whom Bill Clinton and his wife went many times to visit, is now an FBI informant who has been squealing to U.S. Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. This is important because Mueller, despite his past tainted background by 9/11, etc., is now working for the U.S. military and is really on Trump's side. They go on to say other Pentagon sources are saying a major victory against the Zionist-controlled banks was achieved last week, and that was, and as a result, trillions of dollars fraudulently obtained after the Lehman Bank crisis. The Lehman Bank crisis was a situation in which the man in charge, maybe Mr. Lehman, was going to go to court and report on what was happening, and the deep state did not want him to, and so they took his son and probably used mind control. Some people think they did this, and the son went into a movie theater and shot a bunch of people. This was a while back, and I'm sure you probably remember that. The source also says that a gold-backed U.S. dollar looms on the horizons, that the U.S. government is going to stop borrowing money from the banks, and that Donald Trump may have succeeded in getting back our basic gold standard. We shall soon see. I'll just mention here other people you may want to follow or look into are Jerome Corsi, Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's a man that's known Mr. Trump for a long time. He recently wrote a book called Killing the Deep State, which is pretty easy to get. In fact, in some cases, it's given away, but it's a New York Times bestseller at the moment. He says, and I'm quoting him here, Mr. Corsi says, a group in the military called me and came to me about 3 years ago, and they said that they were organizing a military coup. I got called by one of the top insiders who is not part of the plotters, and I didn't even ask for the plotters' names. I didn't want that information, but I was told that there was going to be a military coup organized against the deep state, especially Barack Obama at the time, and it sounded very serious. It was given to me from very credible sources. Then I was called and told that the coup had been called off, and the reason why was because they had talked to Donald Trump and asked him to seriously consider running for president so that they could do everything on the up and up legally instead of having a serious coup. So Donald Trump at first would not do that, but then they apparently talked him into it, or he prayed about it or something, and he came forward and said he would run for president. The goal in the military standing down from the coup against Obama was not that they were conducting a coup through President Trump, but through President Trump they could restore equal justice under law. And then he goes on, he says, we can this way restore the Constitution. We can go back to believing outwardly in Jesus Christ and God. We can profess our faith as Christians. This, I think, was fundamental to the decision Donald Trump made in deciding to run for president, end quote. So that's all I wanted to share with you. And we are finished tonight, but I think what I'd like you to do is take a minute, and we will all say, since this was suggested to us, thank you, mighty Hercules, for saving our planet. We'll say that three times together. You will not be able to hear each other. I won't be hearing you. But we will all say that where we are together, and you can follow my lead. Thank you, beloved mighty Hercules, for saving our planet. Thank you, beloved mighty Hercules, for saving our planet. Thank you, beloved mighty Hercules, for saving our planet. And I will just close in a word of prayer. We thank you, beloved Masters Hilarion and K-17. We thank you for your good news, your challenging news, your encouraging news, and we pray for your help now in fulfilling what is required at this hour, that we will be determined to meditate and take and schedule that time on our daily schedule, on our do list, between this hour and that hour, whatever it is, and meditate and or journal with you, telling us and showing us what you would have us to do with our higher self, our I Am Presence. Thank you, beloved I Am Presence of mine and everyone on this call for being here with us and wanting to help us as we grow and become and fulfill the reason we are here now, the reason for being. We thank you. We thank you for everyone who attended. We thank you that you are working in their lives and going to encourage them to grow and do those things that they came here originally to do before they were even born, the agreement they made before they were even born, to come here and help at this hour. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, I would like to invite you all to stay on if you would like to. Otherwise, you may go because I know the hour is late, especially on the East Coast. But any of you can stay and pray with us or at least leave your prayer request, and then you can go and we will pray for it, depending on what you are able to do. So now, Barbara, maybe if you're there, you could take charge of the prayer and announcement time.
Sure. I'd be happy to do that. I would like to make one announcement. Our annual summer solstice conference of the Heart Center will be held coming up very soon here in June 21st through 24th. It's going to be in Frederick, Maryland, which is like due west of Baltimore, right outside of the Washington, D.C. area. We're going to have a one-day field trip to D.C. to plant light around some of the sacred sites in our nation's capital and do some prayer work. And it should be a wonderful experience for all of us. My husband and I are going, and I know Donna's going with us. And right now, I think they have about 125 people signed up for that in person. You can also attend over the internet. You can go to the Heart Center website and click on the tab called Events and find out all about the how to attend over the internet, because our prayer sessions will be broadcast live. And we invite you and welcome you to join us in this great endeavor. Also, there is a another wonderful conference sponsored by St. Germain at the end of July, the last weekend of July, in Mount Shasta, California. And this is another really important opportunity to get together and do some concentrated prayer work on all kinds of issues in the world, and great time to get together with other like-minded people and do our spiritual work. Now,
and they could call that number that Donna Dregan gave us earlier?
Yes, that's if you need help or want further information or whatever, yes.
Especially if they want to sign up for a conference, either on the air through their phone or, you know, however they want to go. They can find out the different ways to hear the conference.
That's true.
that's true. You know, if you can't afford to travel or attend in person, I know it's expensive to travel. You can always attend over the internet or even over the phone, where you can at least hear the audio, which is always a benefit as well. So with that said, now it's time to accept prayer requests. So,
I'll stop the recording.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
This is Rebecca, and I would like you to pray for me. I'm having my heart shock to try to get it in rhythm. I also have atrial fibrillation, and I, you know, need some steadying of my heart too.
Okay. Yeah.
For betterment of my life.
Okay.
Well, I need it to be in ordinary rhythm. All my life I've had an irregular heartbeat, and my brother does, and so does his children, but I guess they've decided that I need a regular heartbeat.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We've got that on the list now, Rebecca.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
This is Catherine.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Hey, Catherine Shade up in Nebraska.
Yeah, all the way from Nebraska. I have a real persistent entity. I determined that's what it was. Just thinking about it, it works through other people to get to me, and it does things to insult me, to make me feel small, and and for abandonment issues, and it just does the weirdest things. I mean, and I don't know, I just discerned that that's what it was, an entity that was working through other people to make me feel small.
So a tormenting spirit?
Yeah, I'd say it's a spirit that is really good, and in he's directing, you know, negative events toward me, you know, and those around me, you know, through them, I'm being
triggered on different
persecuted, persecuted and abandoned and just insulted. Really, people around me say the worst things, and so that's about it. I don't want to give any details. It takes too much time.
That's fine. That's certainly more than enough for us to focus our prayer energies on.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Lee over in El Paso, Texas. First, I want to tell everyone thank you very much for all your prayers. And then also, I want to prayers for all of us on the call, because these calls to me are just amazing when that you learn more and more about all the Ascended Masters and all the people that are there waiting to help us and ready to help us, and I thank them for that. Then also I would like prayer for my daughter, Nevlin. She's the one that cracked her wrist, and mm-hmm. she can use her fingers now, but when she uses her hand, it hurts, and she's still in a soft cast. So I just pray for total healing for her and for her hand. And then for my husband, Ted, he had that surgery, and he's doing very, very good. And I just pray for total purity and cleansing and perfection of him and his body right now and always.
Okay, recovering from surgery. Which wrist of your daughter's was broken?
The right one, and she's in Austin.
Right wrist in Austin, Texas. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, recovering from surgery. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Sandra in Chicago. Hello, everyone.
Yes.
I'd like prayers for to blast and annihilate all the delay and interference that's affecting our the projects that Dan and I are working on and funding projects to rebuild America and people in America, as well as to pray for the fraud, ID fraud and theft against myself and for Dan's healing. And that will do it. And we thank you so much.
Our projects for America. Okay. What kind of healing does Dan require?
Oh, he has deep vein thrombosis and excruciating back pain with some disc, sciatic nerve, all sorts of things like that.
Okay, so back issues, nerve issues. Okay.
And blood pressure with the deep vein thrombosis.
Deep vein thrombosis. Okay, got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sandra, could you tell us a little bit about what you're doing on behalf of Helping America?
Well, we're working in dealing in, we've got projects with historical currency or currencies, exchange currencies, and financial instruments that were waiting to be, been waiting to be funded. They would have been funded, one in February, and we're still waiting, and one in Thanksgiving, and delays keep coming up in there. To, and the humanitarian projects that come to them are to create and generate jobs in America for people, housing, whatever, housing, education, for-profit, some are for the vets and the homeless to build communities where they'll have areas to live in, to be educated and recreated to enter into the workforce and have safety and security and self-esteem, everything restored.
Wow, that's fantastic. Is there a name to your organization?
Osesma Trust.
Oh, Assessment Trust.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're honored to pray for you.
Thank you so much. We're very grateful.
Okay, got it. All right. Any other prayer requests?
Hi, this is Linnell. How are you?
Hi.
Well, thank you, everybody, for prayers to help save my home. Now I just need prayers to help me to pay for my home. And yeah, that's
my,
what I need.
Minor details.
Yeah, I humbly need prayer for that, so I would appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, paying for my home. Okay, got it.
Can you hear me, Barbara?
Yes, Donna.
Okay. I would like prayers for John Bosley in Detroit, Michigan. He just went to the hospital this morning to the cardiac ICU, and he's in great pain, and he is not doing well.
In Detroit. Okay. Yeah, I remember seeing that prayer request.
Yeah, Belmont Royal Oak Hotel. Thank you.
Rats. Hold on a second. My pen just conked out. Let's see.
Did you say Belmont Royal Hotel?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean hotel. Hospital. Yeah, he wishes it were a hotel. Yeah, Belmont Royal Oak Hospital. I'm sorry.
Oak Hospital. Okay. I thought, wow, maybe they ran out of rooms.
No, wouldn't that be great?
Right, that would be.
In Detroit. Okay. Yeah, Donna, you're going to have to write down these last ones because my pen died and I can't find another one up here. And I'm upstairs, so.
Oh. All right.
Oh.
If there's any
there
more
always challenges, are there not?
Yeah. If there are any more prayer requests, please.
For Philip.
Oh, yes.
Right now, we don't have his shoulder surgery scheduled yet. They're saying he has to go to the Dallas VA and take a stress test and a chest x-ray and all this stuff before they'll release him to surgery, because he's got to go under general anesthesia. So there's all these requirements before we can even get it scheduled. And the doctor only works on Mondays. And the next Monday available is on the 11th, which is his birthday. So doesn't really want to do it then, but if we
Well, I'll tell you one thing, that Barbara, sometimes with probably usually in people that are a little bit stronger, but a lot of times when people have tears in ligaments, they heal them, and they heal it with the help of massage and applying heat and cold and things like that. It's just like having a tear in your ankle, and they just put a thing on it. So if he doesn't get it done before he comes to the Washington, D.C. conference, I think
he does not need the surgery.
Right.
Well, that would be all right, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we don't want to do surgery on the 18th and then leave 2 days later on a week-long trip. That would be pretty intense. So.
No, you couldn't do that. They wouldn't even let you.
So it's either that or push it to July, and then we'll see where we are at that point.
Right.
Right. Okay, well, we'll just pray for the highest outcome of this whole situation, and maybe he can avoid surgery if possible, and that we're still hoping that he can get his car back and get it repaired. They're talking about totaling it now, which would only pay off the loan at the bank, but then we wouldn't be able to get anything else, because he would have a hard time requalifying for another car loan. So
that's right. Yeah.
It would be better, and the body shop says that they can fix it. So it's a
mystery
why the insurance company would want to fork out, you know, $30,000 to pay it off instead of $10,000 to get it fixed. I don't understand that. But
I don't either.
Yeah. Barbara, what's the name of the person?
Philip Gabbert, my husband. We were in an accident on Mother's Day on the 13th. Another person came into our lane and clipped the front end of our car and pushed us over into the median, and it crunched up the front end of the great big Tahoe and slammed Philip up against the frame of the car and injured his left shoulder. And I got a little rug burn from the seatbelt, and that was it. So, but he was injured and is going to require some long-term recovery from that. He's got his arm in a sling right now, and they're telling him surgery, but we're having a hard time getting it scheduled. So, and we're not going to skip going to D.C. for it, so we may just wait a bit.
Now, why aren't you guys able to get a whole lot of money out of that? I know somebody sued me, or whatever you call it, last year, and got a whole lot of money from my insurance for an accident that wasn't even my car.
Well,
behind me
that
fled the scene.
Eventually, it's just not now. They're not going to pay out until everything's done, you know, surgery, physical therapy. So it's going to be months before we get a payout on, but they're going to do pain and suffering, lost wages, all that, which will be very beneficial whenever it does come, but it's going to be probably 4 to 6 months before that happens. So that doesn't help us right now. If they don't let him have his car back, then that puts us kind of in a bind. Plus, he's got all his business advertising is all he's got, you know, advertising on his vehicle for his business. So, and if he gets surgery, then he can't work for like 2 months, which would be kind of the death knell for when you're self-employed and you can't work, then your business is kind of over. So anyway, we'll see how it all plays out. I don't know. God obviously has some interesting things in mind for us. So maybe this is just God's way of making us take a vacation now or something.
Okay.
But anyway,
okay.
It is interesting.
Move on here.
Move on. So,
you want to go ahead and assign?
Sure. Now we've got, let's see, Cindy, are you still on?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, so Cindy is here. Lenore, are you still on? No. Okay, so we've got Cindy, we've got Donna Dregan, we've got Donna Korth, we've got me, we've got
Linnell, maybe.
Linnell, you're still here, so that's five people. Sharon, are you still here?
Sharon won't be.
Okay, so we've got five. Okay. Sharon is still here?
Dwyn.
I don't think she's here.
Ellen, Dwyn, I'm sorry, Dwyn, I didn't mean to forget you. Well, we've got seven requests and six people, so that sounds pretty good. Donna Korth, would you please take...
I can take Sandra and all of her requests.
Okay, that's Donna, all right?
Yeah,
because you wrote all that stuff down. I will take Rebecca Taylor and Catherine Shade. Let's see, Donna Dregan, would you please take Lee Lippert and her prayers for her daughter Nevelyn and her husband Ted, and she said also prayers for all on the Heart Share call because she's so grateful for everything. Okay, that's Donna Dregan, that's Donna Korth. Cindy, would you please take Linnell's request?
Okay.
Okay. And Quinn, would you please take Donna Dregan's request for John Bosley?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see. And who else have we got?
Linnell,
would you please pray for my husband, Philip, and resolution of all. Okay, wonderful. Great. You always finish out everything so beautifully at the end, so we're going to put you at the very last, okay? All right. I will begin with Rebecca Taylor and Catherine Shade. In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Mother Mary, Archangel Raphael, beloved Jesus and Magda, beloved Hilarion, Lady Francesca, all the healing angels, and to beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, to bless and protect Rebecca Taylor and help her through her heart issues and help her to be patient through all her medical interventions and her doctor's appointments and all that they're her caregivers are telling her she requires to give her a steady heartbeat. I call to the Buddha of the Ruby Ray to place his electronic presence over her and bring her heart into perfect rhythm with the heart of the universe, if that is what God desires for her, and give her peace of mind and heart and help her to enjoy life and everything around her. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this precious soul. Bless her in every way, dear Lord. We call the beloved Maria Estrella now to lock your cosmic circle and sort of blue flame in through and around Catherine Shade. Cut her free from all entities or taunting spirits that are tormenting and insulting her through other people that are pushing her buttons about abandonment issues or any other problems that are on her mind and heart. I call to the Elohim of peace to send his angels to hold her hand, to help her feel worthy, to help her feel safe, help her be at peace completely within and without, and be free from these taunting spirits. They have no power. They have no power. They have no power. Name I am that I am. It is done.
Amen.
In the name I am that I am, we call to Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Mother Mary, Raphael, Jesus, Magda, and all of the healing angels to surround Nephilim Lippard, who cracked her right wrist. Please send your rays into her wrist for total healing. We ask this in Jesus' name. We ask also for her father, Ted, complete and total healing from Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Mother Mary, Raphael, Jesus, and Magda, and all of the healing angels. Let him be totally purified in his body temple and healed totally from his surgery. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In the name I am that I am, I call to to beloved El Moria and all of the sponsors of the Heart Center community, Mother Mary and Lord Jesus and Magda, and Lanello and Claire Lee, Paul of Shin, the Master Omram, and the Divine Director, thanking you for your love and care for all of us. And I especially pray tonight for Sandra and her husband Dan. They're total dedication to helping America through Assessment Trust and working with improving projects that provide financial assistance, various financial currencies and instruments, generating jobs for people, improving the educational system in our country, helping vets and homeless people and all the things that they're doing. And I especially pray right now that Dan will be able to totally enjoy and give himself in this with because of the healing that will occur in his deep vein thrombosis, that will end, that his back issues will be healed, and the nerve issues and the discs and the herniations and the sciatic nerve, and that his blood pressure will be calm. I pray that they will be aware of Anthony Williams' book that tells how to deal with all of these things. I pray for total healing for Dan and for strengthening of Sandra to take care of Dan and continue as they work with Assessment Trust. And we thank you for their servant hearts and their desire to make America great again. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, and all us light bearers are on this call right now. We call, first we thank the Heavenly Host for helping our dear Linnell save her home from being taken away from her. We are very grateful for our prayers were answered in this matter. And now we call to beloved Fortuna, beloved Lakshmi, beloved Goddess of Abundance, all who work on the green ray of abundance, to send forth that abundance that is required for her to now pay for her home. May the right job come along. May the right situation come along that will help her financially so she can be able to secure her home, keep her home, I should say. And in the name I am that I am, I call it forth now with Holy Hilarion and beloved Francesca and God of Gold and just all the green ray angels. Look out for our beloved sister in the New York area and help her find that money so that she can keep her home. And we are so grateful for the answer to these calls and to this prayer tonight, that it will manifest in God's time. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, my Holy Christ that is now, I call it your beloved Chamuel and Charity to send forth your stream of love within beloved John Bosley's heart. Let him feel the peace of peace and aloha in his heart. And I call to you, beloved Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, to send forth your healing rays through his artery veins, through his heart, and for the divine director to lead all those who are serving beloved John in the hospital in the absolute divine order and divine direction of what he's requiring moment by moment. And we ask for mercy and grace to lay upon his heart through the angels to alleviate, transmute the pain within his heart and open up the channels for his heart to have the perfect amount of flow of through the bloodstream through to his heart. So he is now, we see him without pain and with full openness of heart and blood vessels. And we are so grateful. Amen.
Pray to you, blessed Heavenly Holy Creator. We pray to you, blessed Heavenly Holy Hilarion and Lady Master Francesca. We ask right now for the green vibratory action of the healing rays of the Lord God Almighty to blaze forth through the cosmos now and blaze forth through each and every one of us and work for Philip Gabbert. We pray for the targeting of his shoulder and any problems in the ligaments in his shoulder right now and anywhere else that needs to be healed within his body. Let him be swaddled with the green ray power of the healing of the Lord God Almighty and the love of the mighty Creator and all the heavenly hosts. Let the green flame swirl in through and around his whole entire body, especially those areas that need healing and repair. We pray for healing of the entire situation also. Beloved Lord God Almighty, blessed heavenly holy angels, guardian angels, healing angels of the Lord. We pray for healing of the entire situation that we may see them with a car, see them with a vehicle to be able to drive, to be able to get wherever they need to go. Beloved Heavenly Father, target that situation and lift it up into your holy presence that there will not be a taking of their car if that is not your will. Beloved Heavenly Father, let there be the understanding of the repair and the insurance and the shop to be able to work together in your favor for your will to be done through the Gabbert family. We pray for blessings to be upon Philip for his birthday of the 11th. And we pray for the working out of the doctor's appointments to be able to work out in accordance with your holy will and with your holy timing for Philip and the family to be able to be aligned with your schedule for them to be able to do their work and your work and to be able to go to the conference and to have peace in what's going on in their lives and in all the ways that they're serving. Beloved Heavenly Father, we pray for the green healing light of your creation, which you have given to us through the rays and the Lord, through our chakras. We pray for that green light to be able to flow through all of us so that we may all be healing to all the earth, healing to each other, and healing that brings us back to our holy presence, which you have created us in originality to be. Thank you, beloved Heavenly Father, Mother God, and into thy heart we commend our spirits in our beings now. Father, into thy hands we commend our spirits. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Linnell. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you again. Let's see. Our next class is going to be July 20.
June 28th.
Oh, June 28th, right. Going to have, you'll get more information, but it's going to be a class that embraces healing and health. And we may use some little snippets here and there from the masters on this whole issue, such as from the Medicine Buddha and things like that. But the most, one of the important things we will do is answer questions and share how to deal with this and that issue, and both in ourselves and our loved ones. So you may want to put the word out. It's I don't think anybody will have to take any assignments. It's going to be kind of a fast thing because of our class this next month in Washington, D.C. So be thinking about it. be thinking about questions or ways to help people with their physical well-being, because it's such a challenge at this time living in this polluted world that we have lived in at this time, and it's hard on a lot of people. So thank you, everybody, again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Night.
Night, everyone.
Good night.